You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
To the US presidential election now, and Melania Trump has given her first speech since the Republican convention. Let's go to Washington now to Simon Marks. Good morning, Simon. What
Hello,
did she
Gail.
Say?
Well, she's just wrapped up in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. This was the first time that we have seen Melania Trump making a public speech in support of her husband since that speech at the Republican convention that she made in Cleveland several weeks ago, where, of course, she plagiarized Michelle Obama. And that really put paid to hopes that the Trump campaign had to unleash Melania Trump as something of a secret weapon on her husband's behalf during the course of this campaign. But she is back suddenly and in the public eye, just, 5 days now to go until Election Day. She said that she was in Pennsylvania to explain to voters there and across the country what is in Donald Trump's heart, what his real character is all about. And it was absolutely clear from the tone of her remarks that she was being deployed in order to try and encourage women voters, some of whom say they've been turned off from voting for Donald Trump by that leaked Access Hollywood tape, to get behind him once again. Here's an excerpt of her speech.
Love for this country is something we immediately shared with when I met Donald. He loves this country, and he knows how to get things done, not just talk. He certainly knows how to shake things up, doesn't he? He knows how to make real change. Make America great again is not just some slogan. It is what has been in his heart since the day I met him.
She said that as First Lady, she plans to triumph the interests of women and children in the United States. She didn't, certainly in most of the speech, which I was able to hear, use the name Hillary Clinton at all or invoke any of Donald Trump's attack lines against Hillary Clinton, arguing that she's corrupt and a criminal. This was Melania Trump in the crucial battleground state of Pennsylvania, trying to help her husband's fortunes there. I think the big question is whether this will do anything to change things or whether it's a little bit too little too late.
Mm. And before you go, Simon, Hillary Clinton and her campaign, what is their strategy? What's she up to in these final days?
Well, she and her big name supporters, prominent among them, of course, President Barack Obama, are making a whole series of appearances in the battleground states. President Obama was in Miami just a few hours ago, making an absolute barnstormer of a speech. Whatever you think of Barack Obama politically, it was tremendous rhetoric on Hillary Clinton's behalf. And they're slightly buoyed by news of the latest poll, Guyon, which appears in the New York Times. It suggests that Donald Trump's recovery may have halted. Hillary Clinton, nationally, says the New York Times, has a 3-point advantage now over Donald Trump. And critically, most voters told pollsters in that survey they have already made their minds up and will not change them in the remaining days of the campaign.
Thanks very much, Simon. Simon Marks from Washington.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.